Zoomer Radio and Anything for Love, the great Gordon Lightfoot. Gordon died last evening here in Toronto of natural causes. He's survived by wife Kim, his six children, and grandchildren, too. And this is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Gordon's friend, our friend, musician and radio host Robbie Lane joins us now to share his thoughts about Gordon Lightfoot. So sorry for your loss, Robbie.
Yeah, people don't live forever, and I knew that this time it must be really serious. I ended up getting through to his publicist a couple of weeks ago, and she gave me that indication. But, you know, even though you're kind of expecting it, when it happens, it just hits you in the face.
Yeah, Robbie, I'm sorry as well for your loss. You've known Gordon. You knew him for how long? And talk to us about your first memories of your friendship.
Okay. Gordon was playing at a little place called the Steeles Tavern on Yonge Street, which was on the second floor of a restaurant. And we were playing down the road at a bar every night, six nights a week. And so on our breaks, two or three of us would go up to Steeles Tavern to see Gord. And there he was. Mainly Ryerson students would go to this place. Gordon was sitting on a stool with his acoustic guitar, a beer on the stool beside him, and always a cigarette burning in the ashtray. And he would just do one song after another with a little sort of an indication of where the song came from. And that's what I loved about Gordon's songs. They all had a personal meaning for him. Whether it was a story about his own life or whether it was a story about someone else's life, it was someone that touched him and he or something that happened that touched him, and he would write about it. So that was our first experience, and I kind of got to know him at that point, to the point where he would come down to the place where we were playing on his breaks and sit in the corner and listen to what we were doing. And our friendship really lasted from that. I was 18. My friendship with him lasted from that moment until today. So it's been a long road. I hadn't seen him a lot over the last few years because, well, the pandemic for one thing. But when he was touring, every time I got a chance, I would go and see him.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know, the man is a legend. And I was talking to Robbie Robertson one day about Gordon, and he said, he is a national treasure. And I told Gordon that, and Gordon said, well, you can just tell Robbie right back, he's a national treasure. Okay, we're all national treasures.
You know what? We're hearing a lot of stories like that this morning, and we're reading a lot of stories about how sort of humble Gord was about his stardom. So you really knew him before he was a megastar, before the rest of the world knew him.
Yeah, that's true. And but, you know, it's funny how those things build so quickly, because the students and all of us who would see him in that small setting, we all kind of knew that something big was going to be happening with this guy. There's just something very special about him. And I have to tell you this this little story. Fast forward about 40 years, and we're playing a Sunday afternoon in Etobicoke at a place called Hollywood on the Queensway, Sunday afternoon matinee. And that day at noon, my phone rings, and it's Gordon. He said, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to come out and see you this afternoon. I said, great. Do you want me to do anything special for you, like bring in the back door or, you know? No. He said, I'll just walk in when I'm there. So we didn't tell anybody he was coming. Marilyn, my wife, of course, I told her. I said, hold a seat for him because I think you're going to have company. And when he walked in, everybody knew who it was, of course. And so he went directly to Marilyn, who he called his security. And so he sat there. He said, I went over and said hello to him. And he said, I can only stay one set. Well, he stayed the whole afternoon.
Wow.
And after the first set, he said, you know, we were in the back hall talk. He says, you know, I don't remember ever getting up and doing a song with a horn section like yours.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be possible sometime, like if you're not, you know, if it's okay with you? And I said, well, I don't know, Gordon. We only let professionals up on the But we had that kind of a relationship where you know, we could talk or speak that way to each other, and we knew it was all in fun. Hmm.
So that's what he was like with you then, just like a regular guy, regular friend.
A regular guy, regular friend. And the really great thing about Gordon is, as big a megastar as he was, and he would never admit that, but he was, and what he would do is every time he came to see us, he would be promoting me or someone that I knew and saying, Robbie, you got to keep going. You can't stop. This music must live. And, you know, he was just that kind of a person. He's very giving and just a wonderful guy. And the last time I saw him and had any time to speak to him was at the Ronnie Hawkins Celebration of Life. And we both were just devastated with that because the Hawk and Lightfoot were very close friends as well.
Mm-hmm. You know what? We could go on and on with you, honestly, because I would love to know more stories, and I would love you to share, you know, all your feelings about this. And I know you will do that over the course of the next couple of days on your shows. But we thank you for being on our show this morning, Robbie. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having me on the best morning show ever.
You keep that up, and you're going to be a regular guest every day.
We keep having him back.
I'm listening to PSAC. I'm about to ask for a raise.
That's
the machine.
Yeah. Thanks again, Robbie. That's Robbie Lane talking about his wonderful friend, Gordon Lightfoot.